morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. We have 25 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a series of low-pressure systems moving into the North Pacific and the Gulf of Alaska through the weekend. Surface high pressure will sit over the inland Pacific Northwest through Thursday. That's kind of what Gordon McCraw was talking about a little while ago on our weather segment. And then a front moves into our coastal waters on Thursday night with another front arriving later in the weekend. So it's this sort of musical storms instead of musical chairs, where storms just roll in off the Pacific from various locations to us at this time of year. So today, expect northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the northeast 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 6 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to continue my interview with Columbia River bar pilot. He's now retired, but he spent a long career as a bar pilot and as a ship captain, Captain Robert Johnson. He is always a great interview to talk about the details of the maritime industry. And in this recent interview we did, we're talking about something called IMO 2020, which are new rules regarding ship air pollution. And so today I'm going to air a section of this with a clip. It starts out with a question from me about compliance. I've been reading a couple of books. Well, I've read a book that I've recommended to you before called The Outlaw Sea, all about what happens outside the international limits of outside of countries and how lawless the sea can be way offshore. And there's a new book out now called The Outlaw Ocean, all about illegal fishing, that is quite startling. But in the territorial waters of countries, compliance can be pretty strict. There are coast guards everywhere in countries. And so today we're going to talk about the consequences for ignoring these new rules on ship air pollution. But first, a quick look at our ship schedule for the day. We have the American Freedom arriving from Anacortes. She's one of four inbounders today. She's a petroleum tanker. She probably passed Astoria around 4:30 a.m., arriving in Portland around 11 a.m. And you might have heard it's pretty foggy in Astoria right now, at least. Earlier this morning, if you're in town here, the sound of a ship's fog horn. So I heard that going by before, earlier this morning, and that is a sound that ships make when they're going through bad visibility with weather, and so they have to blow their horns about once every 2 minutes as they're going through, and that's what that ship was doing. Next is the FPMC 29 arriving from South Korea. She's a tanker, passing Astoria around 10:30 a.m., arriving in Kalama at about 3:30 p.m., and the Locomotion arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She will be picking up soda ash up at the port of Portland eventually, but she's going to stop in Astoria's anchorage around 3 p.m. Well, let's hear this clip from Captain Robert Johnson. Starts out with a question from me, and then he'll explain. So just a question about the IMO and its ability to enforce. What happens if are there ever shipping companies or that don't comply, and what happens? I mean, is this a sort of a voluntary agreement, I would gather? Are there consequences?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The consequences are enforced by the governing state of the ship or where it's located. So if it is also IMO that says you can't put oil over the side. If you put oil over the side in American waters, the U.S. Coast Guard will come after you with very hefty fines, and the ships get held in port until they can comply with the international regulations. This will become one of the international regulations. And when a ship comes into the United States, the state control in the United States is done by the Coast Guard, and they will board the ship and check that you are, in fact, using compliant fuel.
And the putting oil over the side, sometimes you hear about stories about oily water separators. That's what that's about, right? Or is that a different thing?
Not really. Okay. The oily water separator is a piece of equipment down in the engine room that oily water, bilge water, is run through, and it has the ability to take the oil out and pump clean water over the side, and it has a monitoring system that confirms the water is within the regulations. The real big one on oil pollution has been magic pipelines. And what a magic pipeline is a chief engineer that has a bunch of oil that he doesn't know how to get rid of, so he puts a small section of pipe from the legal pipe system over the side and pumps it over the side. Just recently, there's been a big pollution incident down in Brazil where a ship pumped a bunch of oil over the side and it came ashore in the form of big globs of oil. The Brazilian version of the Coast Guard is able to look at the AIS, the automatic identification system, and see all the ships that were going by in the time frame that they have figured that oil had to have been pumped over. They at first identified a Greek tanker that they thought was the one that did it. They then go on board and they take oil samples, and oil has a signature that's unique to almost any oil. So they can identify where that oil came from, what its original source was, where the crude oil that it came from. And they are now trying to identify through scientific analysis whether that Greek ship that is their first suspect is in fact the ship that pumped it over. And they're apparently looking at several other ships.
Wow.
So enforcing pollution regulations is part of the Coast Guard's function, and the Coast Guard of other countries has the same function, and it is taken extremely seriously.
And that was Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. He's currently retired, but spent a career immersed in the maritime industry. Just a great interview. We're going to be talking more about IMO 2020, which is a new set of regulations that kicks in to limit pollution, air pollution from ships in this case. You know, ships, as we talked about yesterday on the ship report, in territorial waters of the United States, ships have to burn less polluting fuel. But when ships are out in those international waters, they can burn what's called bunker fuel, which is kind of the bottom of the barrel in terms of thickness and contaminants. It's kind of like a byproduct of refining, and so of the oil refining process. And so trying to get this under control so that ships are burning fuel that is better for the environment is part of the aim of this IMO 2020 and a move toward using, in some cases, alternative fuels, different kinds of fuels for ships. We'll be talking more about this in later installments of this interview, so stay with me. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. And just one little other note about the ship report today. When he said AIS, he was talking about something that you can look up yourself as somebody who is a member of the public. Go to marinetraffic.com and you can see the little icons of ships that appear on a map of the world, a chart actually, that show where ships are in real time. So very interesting opportunity to see what's happening with ship traffic all around the world.